Hey, Zero Block 30 listeners, you can find us every Tuesday and Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Prime members can also listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Quality sleep optimizes recovery, helping professional and everyday athletes perform their best. Only the Sleep Number Smart Bed is proven to improve the quality of sleep and provides valuable insights that can be used to support overall wellness. Talent on a college team allows the best players to outperform their opponents, but in the NFL, everyone is talented. Players entering the draft need every competitive edge they can get, starting with quality sleep. Training will only get more intense as players transition to the pros, so to optimize recovery, they can rely on Sleep Number for consistent, high-quality sleep. Experience game-changing sleep with a Sleep Number smart bed only at a Sleep Number store.
All right, welcome to a special edition of Zero Block 30. I am Chaps. We're going to have the rest of the squad here in just a minute, but today's episode is going to be brought to you by our friends at headstrong.org, and not even really brought to you by, because it's PTSD Awareness Day, and we want to bring a little bit of light. Not that there needs to be a light, everybody's aware of it, but we want to reduce some of the stigma. Our friends at headstrong.org are helping veterans along the way by giving you no cost directly. If you're a veteran and you're listening, this episode is for you. If you're dealing with mental health issues, this episode is for you, because we want to talk about it in a way that's real. We're not going to be gloomy and doomy. We actually have a shirt that's coming out on barstoolsports.com today that all proceeds are going to go to headstrong.org to be able to give these veterans care that they need. And if you are listening and you're not a veteran, but you're dealing with some mental health stuff, get in touch with us at chaps at Barstool Sports, Zero Block 30 on Twitter or Instagram. Hop into our DMs and we'll be glad to talk to you. We hope you enjoy the episode, because we're going to talk about mental health in a real fucking way. And we're going to start doing that right damn now. Today's episode of Zero Block 30, because we have two coming this week. Mm-hmm. Today's episode of Zero Block 30 is brought to you by our friends at MyBlue. MyBlue is the best way if you want to vape, because I know veteran listeners, you guys love your fucking tobacco. Head over to MyBlue.com to check out MyBlue and get their $1 trial so you can get off tobacco but still keep a little bit of nicotine so you can keep buzzing, buzz goofing. MyBlue.com is the easiest place to get it. You can use their one-click pods and you can switch between flavors in just seconds. They have a range of flavors to choose from. Just 20 minutes to charge and you're set all day. For a limited time, Blue is offering you their new MyBlue starter kit for just $1. But hurry, this won't last long. Go to MyBlue.com today to learn more. It's time to talk about the most somber subject in the history of the military that's only around for Iraq and Afghanistan veterans. We're the only ones who've ever had it, and we're going to be super, super sad about it.
I'm already sad.
Kate's already sad. Conflict sad, but he looks handsome too. Let's go. I feel like a lot of the awareness days are misnomers, like breast cancer. People are aware that breast cancer is a thing. Whether or not NFL players wear pink hats, people are aware. Mm-hmm. People are aware that PTSD is a thing. I think it should be to reduce the stigma. Maybe that's a better word than awareness, because PTSD has been a common theme throughout the history of the military. Kate, Cons, and Brandon and I, we've all been going through different pictures, looking to make a shirt that we're going to benefit this episode. And the shirt that we're going to launch is going to benefit the Headstrong organization, which is doing great, great things. They are a veteran source, but we've been looking through pictures. I found one when I was going through PTSD pictures, and you guys probably know exactly which one I'm talking about. The shell shock picture from World War One. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. When I say that, do you know which one I'm thinking of?
Yes.
The guy in the trench with his little half shell, it wouldn't be a Kevlar, but a helmet on. Yeah. And it looks like he is staring for 80,000 miles.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I feel like when we talk about PTSD, that's what people think of. Do you agree?
I think of that and like the strip club episode of It's Always Sunny when Charlie Kelly pretends to be a Vietnam vet. Yeah. She's like, what happened to you, sweetheart? And he's like, Viet goddamn noms, what happened, bitch? Like, people yeah. think, like, there's wildly, or like you were talking about, the guy from Full Metal Jacket, like, you always, like, people have this stereotype in their heads of what it is.
7'6", Full Metal Jacket. Yeah. That's exactly what people think.
Yeah, I mean, Hollywood is definitely shape perceptions of what people think PTSD, especially with the Vietnam era veterans coming home from that war. So it's really miscued in the wrong direction, I think, at this point.
Well, we have Bradley Cooper, an American sniper that can barely like hold the baby when he goes, like the fake baby in the room whenever he's when he gets back. And that's what you think of, because you don't a movie about a dude who gets just a little bit jumpy whenever he's walking in New York and he hears a taxi cab backfire isn't as sexy as somebody going off the lam running through the woods in their tidy whiteys and painting their face with feces. Mm-hmm. Like, that's just not as exciting. When for a majority of people who are dealing with PTSD, it's something that's dark in their minds. It's something that's going on in their minds. But they largely, for the most part, appear and are extremely normal. There's clouds going on in their heads.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I would absolutely agree. And it's something a lot of times that I think the veterans will just try to hide almost. They don't want people to know that they're dealing with that PTSD. Because remember, we're dropping the D.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're dropping the D of PTSD.
We're dropping the D.
Because I do think – let's talk about that. What Connor means by that is we talk about PTSD so often and it's post-traumatic stress disorder. Is it really a disorder though? I feel like a lot of times the Center for Medicine, the official names that medical community gives things can be kind of lost, because I don't feel like it is a disorder. I feel like it's something that's extremely normal when you've experienced heightened levels of stress.
I think it's definitely normal.
Especially I think that's when what you your consider, brain, yeah.
Right, yeah, it's how your brain reacts to it. I mean, and how can something that affects so many people be a disorder? How can, you know, I think is something that's maybe not as common. I think this is so common, especially in our veteran community, that it should not be the name of disorder.
Yeah. And over 6% of Americans in the country have it, like not just veterans,
right.
Not just as much as I hate to give it up because I feel like it's ours. The chaps, you talked about that earlier, but yeah. I guess we'll share it with the rest of the country as well. But yeah, a lot of people, if you've been in a natural disaster, a car accident, have had traumatic experiences with your family, or I mean, there's a million different ways you could have it and reasons you could have it. So,
yeah. And what Kate means by that is whenever I think of, for the longest time, mostly when I was on active duty, we have these terms in the military that we kind of like adopt as our own and we circle up around them. And PTSD was one of those, because I looked it up on Google and the amount of times that PTSD was talked about on Google searches before. Well, I guess you wouldn't be doing a whole lot of searches before like 1985 on Google anyways. But
before
it was
that,
zero.
There was nothing. Yeah.
Like the amount of medical journals that talked about it was like next to zero. Google searches before 1970s was 100% zero. No,
wow.
Google searches before 1970s.
That was a stronger generation, chaps.
Stronger generation. So going through all of that, PTSD was our word. And so when I would watch shows like SVU, Law and Order SVU, and they would talk about a rape victim having PTSD, at first I was like, that doesn't make any sense because that's not war related. Well, PTSD doesn't happen just to war veterans. Like that's not a thing. So I wanted to go through our story while keeping it light and realizing that treatment for post-traumatic stress, treatment for any mental thing that you have going on should be as common as going to the dentist. It should be as common as going to the normal PCM. We can't view mental health as something that you only do when you're basically in a mood like Eeyore constantly.
Yeah, right.
You don't have to be Eeyore to go see mental health. You could just be feeling a little bit down. You can be feeling a little bit off and you can go.
It's true.
And that's, we have all done that. Kate, Cons, we've all been to mental health a lot.
Yeah, no, and I'm, you know, I'm certainly much more comfortable now, having spoken about it for a couple of years, but I'm much more comfortable now sharing that I do receive treatment. And that was the hardest part for me, was getting over that hurdle that I can be okay in life and it's not a big deal if I go get this treatment. Because just from my background that I've talked about and my family background, it just seemed as though getting treatment, for lack of better words, wasn't an option. It was just like, figure it out or just push it somewhere deep that you will never think about and maybe it'll go away. And once I was able to get over that, I think is when I was able to really start to get the help that I needed. And Chaps, I think it's so important, the point that you make about it's not always something that's super dramatic where it's the Eeyore that you mentioned, the feeling like we're just walking around in a depression and haze. Maybe it is, but for a lot of people, it's not. It could just be triggers. It could be instances that happen from time to time. And for me at least, I got tired of dealing with that. So I was like, all right, I got to figure something out. I don't want to start taking a bunch of pills. All right, what is my other option? And that option became going to speak to a professional about it. And I'm glad that I did at this point.
Yeah. And when did you get to that point? And like, what, how did you know who to call and what to do? Because when you're in a dark place, sometimes the hardest part is just taking that first step to get help.
Yeah.
That can seem like an absolute impossibility. What, how did you get to that point? Like, what did you do?
Well, luckily for me, at that point in my life, I was already involved with Operation Heal Our Heroes, which I've mentioned on the podcast before. And the direct partnership with Operation Heal Our Heroes is the Headstrong Project that we mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So finally, I think it was, it was one too many fights with family members and, you know, my girlfriend, the commanding officer, as Chaps likes to call her.
Yeah.
It was one too many to where people were getting fed up and like, you got to do something. So I reached out to my buddy that I work with, Everett, at Operation Heal Our Heroes. And I said, hey, because I knew he had already received treatment and been going through treatment. And I said, hey, what are you doing? And, you know, how are you getting help through Headstrong? And he said, here, just call this number. And he gave me the number to the professional that he sees and actually... So I was like three steps ahead. So I wasn't to that point yet. I had to get in process through Headstrong and everything. So he gave me the number to go at the starting point. And then from there, it was within a week that I was speaking to someone. So it was very quick.
That's awesome.
And Kate, how did your experience with Headstrong go?
It was absolutely wonderful. I was one of those people. I had been in a pretty dark place for a couple years. And it was a mix of like my personal home life mixed with like a particular experience in Afghanistan that kept popping up for me. And I think that combination over years just kept like festering and getting darker and life was getting harder. But the thought of going to the VA, I'd gone to the Bronx VA once and had a terrible experience. So I was like, that's not going to work. I didn't have health insurance. And I was like, I'm screwed. This is it. I just have to like, and it was getting darker and darker. And then finally I was scrolling through Twitter and I saw something. Again, like how your friend pointed you to Headstrong.
Right.
I saw another like Twitter friend talking about the Headstrong Project and being open about it. And I was like, oh, what's this? So I looked into it, saw they had a place in New York. I was over by the river on a lunch break one day. Like I was absolutely at the end of my rope. And I gave them a call. And like 48 hours later, they got back to me. And within the week, I was sitting and talking to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, for some people, it's a lifelong thing, and that's okay. Like, you maintain the rest. For me, I just needed 6 months. 6 months of sitting down every week, talking it out with somebody, sorting out what, for me, like the PTS, the recurring from an experience I had in Afghanistan, they uniquely looked at my situation and helped me. There wasn't a... She was like, honestly, right away, I don't know how to help you, but we're going to figure it out.
Right.
And over the course of a few months, it takes time and effort. We figured out a way to help me think about it, kind of rewire my brain. It's still something that I know happened. It's something I experienced, but now I think about it differently.
Right.
Which has helped me move on.
Right.
With life.
I think that's what's important with Headstrong. And I think it would probably be the same if you see any sort of professional, but particularly with Headstrong, their goal is to give you the tools so that when you do have these episodes or you do experience something, you already know, okay, this is what I'm experiencing and I know how to handle it.
Right.
And
yeah.
And the other thing that is important, it's the first time you go and see a professional, it kind of feels like a deployment. You know, you know on a deployment you're going to be there a year, 15 months, 6 months, whatever. It seems like a really long road when you're at the beginning. But then when you just kind of get into it and you start going, then all of a sudden you've been going for 2-3 months. And you're like, oh, wow, I've been going for quite a while. I've been consistent. I'm seeing improvement. And that improvement encourages you to continue to get that help. And it's so positive in that regard.
Yeah.
And I think one thing that I want to mention, too, is that a lot of times it might not be the very first provider that you see that makes like a breakthrough with you.
Right.
Right.
Like I've been assigned like 5 or 6 different therapists over the time. And it's something that is so worth going back to find somebody who clicks. Eventually, my doctor that I like to see, her name is Dr. Willis, and she's wonderful. Her name is Pamela, and she is a neuropsychologist. So a lot of the psychologists I would see didn't understand like my cognitive disorder because the way I speak, the way I write, I come off as like kind of smart sometimes. But whenever she knew that my short-term memory issues were something that was like a deep-seated depression thing for me, like it caused me a lot of self-doubt. Like I was thinking bad about myself constantly, and she was the first person to frame like my issues, because I got really close to failing out of school several times. Like I was a good student growing up. I joined the Marine Corps, I was always basically a straight A or at least A and B student. And then I couldn't even pass math. I couldn't pass Spanish. I couldn't pass any of these classes where I had to learn a new task. Well, Dr. Willis put all those things into perspective for me, and you need that person. And it sounds like Kate and Cons had those. All right, I know this is kind of tacky, but we still have bills to pay. So I'm going to read two ads in a row, and then we'll do one before Save Round Alibis, and that'll be it because we have important shit that we need to talk about. But if you want your home to be secured, you got to go with our friends at Simply Safe. Simply Safe got rid of contracts and hidden fees. They work hard to earn their customers' business instead of relying on tricks and fine print. Simply Safe is a company that teaches you right. How rare is that today? A company that relies on good service and a great product to earn your business. I've known Simply Safe for years, and they are good people. It's why I give them the A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. For 10 years running, they've had that rating, and there's over 40,000 five-star reviews online. Simply Safe is what home security should be, and you're getting the best protection, period. Learn more about Simply Safe by going to simplysafe.com/ZBT. That's simplysafe.com/ZBT. Protect your home and your family with A-plus security system at simplysafe.com. And the next one is State and Liberty. State and Liberty has awesome pants. I wear them constantly, and they are on top of the fit. The fabric is extremely lightweight, and it has a ridiculous amount of stretch, meaning the days of blowing your through your dress shirt elbows in the office are over. And it looks very nice. Like, I got one, and I put it on whenever I went to Epcot to Disney World, and my wife said I look fantastic. There's more room in your upper body. If you're kind of tubby like me, they have all different kind of fits that fit you nice. The dress shirts are $90, and since you don't need to dry clean them, they pay for themselves over time. And even Cons like them, and he's a fancy boy, so if you know that he likes it, it's good. You like it, right, Cons?
Yeah, absolutely. No, they're phenomenal shirts. Phenomenal.
Go to stateandliberty.com. That is State and Liberty, spelled out, A-N-D.com, and type in the code ZERO at checkout to receive $15 off your first purchase. It's a great deal. It's a great shirt. All right. So whenever I – let's talk about how you thought about PTSD before you started getting treatment. I think the stigma is different for everybody, so I want to go through both of you first. So, Kate, we'll start with you. Whenever you got out of the Marine Corps, what were your thoughts and feelings about the term PTSD and the stigma surrounding it with veterans?
Well, I definitely did feel the stigma. It was one of those things that I was like, well, I don't. I'm whatever. Like, even though I had these thoughts popping up in my head, I was like, not me. And also the media didn't help. I remember one time I was doing every 9/11 day, I normally do like a volunteer project somewhere. And it was on Randall's Island helping fix up the FDNY training area. And the news crews were there. And the guy actually came up to me with his mic and was like, so do you have PTSD? Like, he just straight up asked me, because that was his expectation of me as a veteran. And I hated that. And so I wanted to distance myself from that as far as I possibly could, because the connotation with that was so negative, with everything you saw in media. And it took me a couple years to come around and be like, actually, you know what? Maybe you do have a little bit of a thing going on. And I had to come to terms with what I thought it was in my own way, as opposed to like everything that gets shoved down our throats on the internet and on the news. And I don't know. How about you, Cons?
No, it was definitely same thing. No way I got this. No way. I'm a very strong-minded individual. I'm mentally very tough. I've dealt with a lot of adversity and a lot of obstacles in life, so there's no way I'm going to end up with PTSD. And I say end up with as if it was this terminal disease that was going to just cripple my life. So, of course, no way I was going to have that. And then that was compounded by the fact that when I was getting out of the military and I was doing all my medical appointments, and I'm talking to doctors and they're asking these pretty standard run-of-the-mill questions. They weren't really getting into my particular experience. So just getting into these questions, and whether or not you answered them one way or another, they would prescribe you pills. So I was like, well, all right, well, I'm answering no to all these questions, and I don't want any pills, and I don't want to deal with this. So forget all of this. I don't want to deal with it. And then, like you, I started realizing, I don't know, like, something's going on here. You know, I'm getting real angry a lot. I'm losing my patience even more. I mean, I'm not a patient person to begin with, but I'm losing my patience even more than I normally do. And I'm getting almost violently angry. So I got to do something. So I think it really was just coming to grips, and I think just with age and maturity and realizing that, okay, maybe there is something going on, then I was able to just break down that stigma myself. I kind of really, and I mean, it's only recently that I started getting help, you know, in recent years. But it was really just, I think, the age and maturity that I was able to realize that it's okay.
Yeah, and it is. That's, I think, the reason we're having this conversation is that, like, it is so okay. It is not that big a deal. It is a big deal when you're feeling that way and when you're in it, and it's a big deal to make that first step and get help. But, like, so many more people are open about it and talking about it now. Like, getting help is so normal. It's not a big deal.
Yeah.
If you're
there's two, I think our generation, like this generation of warrior, has two major additions that we've added to society. One, that we will eventually take down the walls to the mental health barrier, that we will make it not stigmatized to go get mental health. And two, that we are all about eating ass.
Oh my
gosh. I feel like the fact that we can talk openly and honestly about those two things, we have some mental things and we love eating ass, I feel like are two biggest things that we will accomplish for generations going forward. For me, whenever I realized that I had PTSD or I wanted to get treatment for PTSD, I was talking to, I've talked about him on the podcast before. His name was Jack Sims. He was a Marine who was in the Battle of Iwo Jima. And we talked after he had been 50 or so years removed from Iwo. And whenever he told me about it, he said that he had night tremors and he had night sweats, that he would wake up in the middle of the night screaming and all these different things. I didn't have that to that level, but I definitely re-experienced the time that I got shot. I would dream about it two or three times a week of what I did wrong. And it was constantly plaguing because as a Marine, you have these expectations that you're going to do things right in combat scenarios. And I replayed what happened to me over and over and over again in my mind. Why didn't I do this way? Why didn't I do that way? And it got to me after a while, just this was my fault. Everything that happened to me, it was my fault. I deserved it. I made a tactical mistake. And with the Purple Heart and with like combat awards with Valor, you have people, and you see it even in Barstool lore where people talk about my Purple Heart as being this great thing. You have like the awards that I have for heroism being like this great thing. And in my head, it's all for a mistake that I made. Mm-hmm. So you're getting lavished these praises on you for being brave. And in your head, you're thinking, I made a mistake. So like balancing those two together were very mentally difficult for me for the longest time. It's why I had to get treatment. And with what happened with me with the police officer, I was in such a bad state mentally that I was snapping at basically everyone. I was snapping at my kids. I was snapping at my wife, not in a violent way like happened on that time, but I was entering in a place of full-blown explosion because I wasn't getting the right kind of treatment and I wasn't taking it as seriously as I should. Since then, I've gone to treatment and it has helped reframed. Now, I'm not saying, and a lot of people say that you can be cured from PTSD. I don't know if there'll ever be a time where I hear fireworks go off and I don't feel scared out of my mind because I got shot. Like that fucking happens. I'm still nervous. When it was going off at Disney World, it's nervous. I live pretty close to a shooting range. When I walk outside and I hear the shots, it makes me feel sick to my stomach. Those are things that are normal. If you're a veteran and you're going through that, or if you're not a veteran and you're going through that, those things are normal. And when I reframed it in my mind through the help of a counselor, that's how I got to the place where I thought it was normal.
And that's important. That's the most important thing, that you're not some weirdo. And if that's something that you deal with the rest of your life, Chaps, I hope maybe someday you're able to not have to deal with that, and that is something that subsides and it doesn't bother you as much. I don't know. I don't think any of us know whether or not that'll happen. But it is normal, and I think it's important that everyone knows that you're okay. And also, I mean, like I said about my own self, like I hope I don't have to deal with these things. And it's such a daunting thing to think, like, man, I'm going to have to deal with this the rest of my life, and who knows how long that's going to be. So this is pretty annoying if I have to deal with these things. But like we were talking about, Kate, you get these tools that you use to work through those situations, and it's so important to put those tools into your toolbox.
There was,
go ahead.
Sorry, but it was only a couple years ago. I'm lying in bed at night, getting my ass eaten out, and I wasn't even enjoying it. I'm just staring out at space and letting somebody go to Chowtown, and now I'm back in the saddle, you know?
Yeah, loving it up.
Yeah, now I'm enjoying it again. So rim jobs are fresh and new. So, you know, there's a light.
That's super dope. And on top of that, I can – well, not on top of that, but additionally, my wife noticed – it's. I think that we have to recognize little improvements too, because – of course, I would want not to be nervous about anything. But whenever we go somewhere now, I don't have to feel like I need to be sitting staring at the door of a place. I feel like I'm at the place now where I can have my back off. We talked about it a couple weeks ago where I can wear headphones in public and not feel like I have to be completely aware of my surroundings at all times. And there's little bits of progress that whenever you're dealing with treatment that you have to realize that you're making. And it feels like it could take forever. And even if it does take forever, even if it's something that I have to deal with the rest of my life, at least I still have the rest of my life to deal with it.
Absolutely. Yep. Absolutely.
And it's so worth the – it is a struggle. And you're so worth that struggle. And there's people who want to help you with that for sure. And, you know, there's still so many beautiful things in life. And
yeah. I mean, Chaps, I mean, just you as an example. You have a wife and two children and some animals in your house that are all counting on you to be around. So even if you do have to continue to get help for a very long time, well, I think that's worth it.
And yeah. Speaking of mental health, if something happened to me, Gus would definitely kill himself.
Yeah.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
My dog would kill himself for sure.
Gus doesn't want to be in the hen house. He would be lost without you. Yeah.
He would.
And I mean, I think it's important to note, too, like, so, you know, I get help from a professional, but sometimes it's good enough. Sometimes I've just texted Chaps and said, hey, like, what do you do in this situation? Or like, how should I deal with this? And that's helped me. And I've done and incorporated things into my routine in my life just from Chaps. So you don't necessarily have to just see a professional four or five times a week or however long. You can just reach out to your buddies who you know might be going through something similar, and they can be of help too.
And you'd be surprised how many other people would actually open up to you and be like, actually, me too. And you know, how many people might be waiting for somebody else to say they're going through it too, so they feel like they can say it.
Right.
And speaking of really quick, talking about friends and stuff, I just want to go over the symptoms really quick.
Yeah, that's important.
And I came up with a super simple little phrase. Ready? You. It's just re-ex hyperavoinecto.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So easy.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah, so easy. So that stands for, okay, that's not a good one. Erase that. But it's just four things.
Bah, bah,
bah. Wah, wah, wah. Re-experiencing. So going over things in your head. Hyperarousal. Not the good kind. Avoidance.
Talking ass eating again.
Yeah, talking ass eating again. Lack of ass eating. Avoidance and negative thoughts. So re-experiencing, hyperarousal, avoidance, and negative thoughts. If any of those things are going on in your mind, you know, there is the VA. There are your friends. There is getheadstrong.org. There's a lot of different things out there. You can always hit us up at 0Block30, and we can try to direct you best we can.
Yeah. And you know what else? I think a lot, especially a lot of our listeners are not military. You might have some pals that are in the military. If you think something's going on with them, maybe just say something to them. And if they ignore you or if they get mad, they might get mad. They might say, you know, screw you, that's none of your business. But they might say, actually, as a matter of fact, I'm dealing with this, that, and the other, and I've been looking for someone to talk to. And because you reached out to them, they have that outlet now that they have someone to talk to. So if you do notice your friends acting weird and, you know, they might have dealt with something traumatic, don't be afraid to just say something to them.
And I think the odds of them saying, fuck you, is so small.
Right.
Because I think people appreciate when you care about them. Like whenever I talk to my old buddies, without a doubt, they all say thanks for checking in on me or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like that is by and large, it's very rare that you get the other one. And if you do get that response, there probably is something going on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the correct response to that is to egg their house, right?
Yeah. Like, yeah. Fuck you. I'm going to shit on your doorstep.
Yeah.
Bitch.
Right. Yeah. Or, you know, keep at him. Keep at him. Keep yeah, chipping keep away.
For sure. Yeah. And if you want to keep chipping away with the big old boner, you can go with our friends at 4Hems because they're giving you sexual wellness advice. They're giving you the hookup for your hair if you're starting to lose your hair. They are wonderful. I've been using them, and my boners have never been so good, my friends. 4Hems has well-known generic equivalents to name brand prescription to help you keep your hair, keep your boner. No snake oil pills or gas station over-the-counter supplements. Prescription solutions that are backed by science. No awkward doctor visits. Save hours by going to 4hems.com. Our listeners get a trial month of 4hems for $5 today while supplies last. See the website for full details. This would cost hundreds if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy. Go to 4hems.com/zero. That's FORHIMS.com/zero. 4hems.com/zero. Get your boners right for your lady, for your dude, whoever. Everybody wants your penis to be as hard as possible. You could do that with 4hems.com/zero. Any save rounds, alibis?
I heard 4hems also makes your ass taste better.
True. Fair. Because they care your skin.
Yeah.
It's two things.
Yep.
But you might have thicker ass hair. Not sure how that works.
Well, some people are into that.
Yeah. Yeah. A little coarse. Looking like a Texas hog. Time to go hog chopping down there.
Time to go hog chopping. Oh, and that's goodness. It for us on this very serious. Remember, yeah. Rex hyper avoy negtho, and you can always.
I'll always remember that.
Always remember that.
Hyper avoy negtho. That's easy.
And getheadstrong.org, getheadstrong.org, and just to shout them out really quick, the best thing for them is that they provide evidence-based, cost-free, stigma-free, frictionless mental health treatment for all post 9/11 military veterans. Check out their website, getheadstrong.org. And, you know, if you think you need help, that's a place to get it. Bureaucracy-free, red tape-free. And also, don't be afraid to reach out to your friends. So that's my final saved round.
And we hope that some of you view ZBT, because I will say that having Kate Kahns and Bren to talk to every week about military related stuff is a help for me. So whenever, find those buddies that you can talk to. And I sometimes envision like our listeners who are military and away from a lot of their friends. And you remember that meme that's about podcasts? Like it's three people sitting and drinking soda and the other person, like you can't talk. If you're that way, we encourage dialogue, hit up the Zero Block 30 account. We will talk to you, hang out, give us ideas, whatever. We're here for you. If you're not a military veteran and you still need mental health, which a lot of people do, reach out to somebody, call somebody. We love you. We care about you. Somebody out there cares about you. You're important and you're valuable. We'll see you next time. Sound the retreat.